Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Welcome to your program, Heavenly Griefs. Today we have our guest, Sheikh Muhammad, continuing talking about our beloved Prophet, the Messenger of Allah, and his demise. Sheikh Muhammad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you very much for having me.
You were talking about this new way of living that the Prophet has had brought us, and that all the previous Prophets, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus, yes, had prepared for. I hope that you can elaborate. I'm eager to know what this new way of living is.
Yes, thank you very much. Well, we were talking about the lifestyle of the Prophet, and we came to the point that the new notion of servitude and to be servant of somebody else, servant of God, not just anybody, but the Creator. This notion was introduced by the Prophet and elaborated on the way that it was never explained before and practiced actually before. So the Holy Prophet came and started to talk and also act about the most important elements that were acting as the roots and reasons for this way of living. For example, one of them is to be thankful, a shukr. In the life of the Holy Prophet, many people saw the Prophet saying prayers a lot, praying a lot, even repenting, asking for forgiveness a lot from God. And the companions of the Prophet told the Prophet that you are the Prophet, you have not committed any sin. We are all hoping for you to intervene in the Yawm al-Qiyamah, the doomsday to come, and also God will forgive us because of your intervention. So we all hope for you. You have done nothing bad. You are infallible. The Holy Prophet said, "Alam akun abdan shakira." It's very important. The reason that the Holy Prophet is
"Alam akun abdan shakira," were I not a grateful servant?
Yes. Uh-huh. Shouldn't I be a thankful servant?
Thankful. Yeah.
Yes. And this notion of gratitude and thankfulness is something that is buried deep inside our essence. You know, whenever, before teaching to any child or something, you go and give, for example, a little bit of chocolate to a child, right? What do they say in answer?
They say thank
you. They say thank you. You know, when you gift somebody something, you give something to somebody, something good, they are grateful towards it, naturally, essentially. They are grateful towards it. This feeling and this kind of teaching that God has put in ourselves is a reason for worshiping Him. Why is it the reason? Because thinking about what God had given us and what He has given us even right now, what He is giving us in every day, when the amount of gift just gets larger and bigger, also the amount of our gratitude grows, right? If I give you a car, if I give you a house, then how much gratitude would you show after that?
I will be very happy.
Very, yes. For example, I have seen some people, some poor people that are gifted with livelihood. Mm. And for example, their daughters are going to get married and they don't have the needed sustenance for getting married. Some people, some good people, go to their houses and talk to them, and also give them the money for their daughter to get married.
As aid?
Yes.
Oh, as aid, yeah.
As aid and as help for free. So, you know, when you talk to those daughters and those men that have started their lives because of the help of somebody else, up to the end of their lives, they are very thankful of the person that started their marriage, of the person that was the
assisted
reason,
and supported them.
Because they think that if he or she, that person that helped them, did not exist, they couldn't have ever get married, right? So the amount of gift, the amount of blessing that we have towards other people, it determines the amount of gratitude that we have. Now for God, thinking about this, think about yourself. What are you and what God has gifted you? And how your path is, where is it going to lead? In this world, we are, one of the words that we are put is called a dunya, like this world.
This earthly life is called dunya.
Yes. Mm. So after that, we're going to another world, which is called al-barzakh, or buried down. After that, al-qiyamah, after that, al-jannatu aw an-nar. To understand this point that I just made, I would like to tell you, well, wouldn't you think and contemplate on the gifts that God has given you? Why do we do that? Because there's a narration from Imam Sadr salawatullah alayhi that says God revealed to one of his prophets and told him, make my servants love me more. Put my love in the hearts of my servants.
Mm.
And the prophet said, how do I do that? God said, remind them of the blessings that I have given them, of the blessings and gifts
and then
that
we
I
will
bestowed upon
automatically them. When we remember
yes.
that we have been received all these gifts and blessings, automatically we will start worshipping
yes.
him. We will be grateful.
Mm-hmm.
We will thank him. Now I
yes.
understand.
Because of this, you know, the heart that we have and, you know, gratitude is just put into our mm. hearts. Yes, it can be more or it can be less according to the deeds that we have. So God told the prophet, just remind them the blessings by reminding and by mentioning, they remember me, they remember the gifts and blessings, and they will automatically come to my way. They will love and worship me.
Sheikh Muhammad, we will talk more about this very special and beautiful narration, but after the break.
Inshallah.
We will be back after a short break in your program, Heavenly Griefs. Welcome back to our program, Heavenly Griefs. We were talking about a very special and beautiful narration that God told his servant, his prophet, to put the love of himself in the hearts of his servants by the way of reminding them of the blessings that he has sent down on us, that he has given us throughout whole of our lives. Please elaborate, Sheikh Muhammad.
Thank you. Well, so we talked about these gratitude that the whole Prophet so much emphasized on, and through this gratitude wanted to awaken this the feeling and the notion of paying attention to God and our soul worshiping and revering God. The other element that the Holy Prophet talks about is to be submissive, as they have phrased like this, al-Islam huwa taslim, means the religion of God. You know, as we know, al-Islam has been the religion for all of the prophets. We find in the Quran that all of the prophets, Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and the last prophet, the religion for all of them has been called al-Islam. But the qualities and the details have been different.
So
right?
They all like lived under the teachings of Islam,
yes,
but with different names, different
the teachings,
aspects?
No, and also under the name of Islam. For
uh-huh.
example, in the Quran.
Even under the name
yes,
of Islam.
The Prophet says, Nahnu lahu muslimun. We are Muslims. Right? These names of other religions that we hear in these times are not made by the Prophet and the God. They are made by people, made up by people. Those people who didn't want to accept the teaching and allegiance to the next prophet, so they put them apart, they called themselves something made up. So this manner of living is something that God has accented on so much for all of his prophets, and the last prophet, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, has completely introduced to us, and it has awakened this sense of submission. What is the meaning of that? It means that you prefer the will and the order and the command of God over your own. And this is the way of elevating. This is the way of growing, developing into something more.
So when I put others before myself, and especially God, when I put God before myself, I will elevate, I will ascend, I will become a better being.
Yes. You know, by this submissiveness towards God, it means that we receive the teachings of God and put them first in our lives. You know, how should I live? How should I think? How should I act towards other people? How should be my behavings towards other people? When I receive these teachings and these blessings of God and I act upon them, It means I have elevated myself so much because of the teachings are divine, are sacred. Huh? They are holy. They come from God. So they are complete and they have some specific results, some very positive results that they lead to myself being ascended to something else. Right? But on the other hand, being self-centered, you know, what I like most, humanism, as we call it, as a term in these times. Just what I do the most, what I love the most, what I take pleasure out of, it might make a good and fine time for me in this world, but even in this world, not only the other worlds, I feel and I experience the evil results of being self-centered.
So I will like suffer from the evil deeds that I'm doing, from the selfishness that I'm performing in this world.
Yes.
I will suffer from it in this world, not only in the afterlife.
Not only
I will feel the effects.
Mm. Yes, religion, as the first description that we have, is for living in this world. So many people think that religion, being religious, means just I'm only thinking about the other world. No, in this world, I need a lifestyle. I need a way to think. For example, the values in our minds. For example, the Prophet told Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, it's a very famous narration, and it helps us and gives us important values in our hearts. The Holy Prophet says, "Ya Ali, لَأَنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَكَ مِمَّا طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسِ." So the Prophet told Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam on a way of a trip that Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam had. The Prophet told him that if God guides a person because of you, because of the attempts and endeavors that you have put for that person, it is better for you than everything that the sun has shined upon, right? Mm. If you try to guide a person towards God.
So the amount of goodness that you will gain from this guidance of a person is more than everything the sun has shined upon.
Yes.
From the sunset to the sunrise.
To the sunrise.
Everything.
Yeah, and this is like a metaphor that the Prophet used. It means more valuable than anything you can think about.
Beautiful. Uh-huh.
So beautiful. Based on this, how do we do? How do we live? Do I all put all of my focus in my lives just to gather money to, in terms of monetary affairs, send myself? Is it good? Or no? Do I put matters like this as values in my heart?
Thank you very much, Sheikh Mohammed. It was a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
So we can conclude that we should not be self-centered. One of the greatest teachings of the Holy Prophet was to put others before ourselves, and especially God and His great will, who is beneficial for all mankind, before ourselves. We condole the whole world again, the Muslim world especially, on the demise of the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi. And we thank our dear guest, Sheikh Muhammad, for guesting us in our program, Heavenly Grief. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.